The implications of actions are very hard to understand. Therefore, one should know properly what action is, what forbidden action is, what inaction is. Suppose, if one is serious about liberation from material bondage, one has to understand the distinctions between action, inaction and unauthorized action. One has to apply oneself to such an analysis of action, reaction and perverted action because it is a very difficult subject matter. To understand Krishna consciousness and action and according to the mode, one has to learn one's relationship with the Supreme. That is, one must learn perfectly knows that every divinity is an eternal service of the Lord and that consequently one has to act in Krishna consciousness. The entire Bhagavad Gita, the director, told this conclusion. Any other conclusions against this consciousness and its personal action are dharma, are prohibited action. To understand all this one, under this all is, one has to associate with authorities to Krishna consciousness and learn the secret from them, which is a good planning from the Lord directly. Otherwise, even the most intelligent person will be delivered. Namo Vishupadaya Krishnasaya Kurale Srimadhi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Namini Namaste Sarasvati Gauravani Prakarini Nirvisheta Sunyavani Parashastra Sadarini Jaya Sri Krishna Hiranya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadara Sri Vasavi Gauravatsavana Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama The implications of actions are very hard to understand, therefore one should know properly what action is, what forbidden action is, what the inaction is. Kathana, karmano vadi. Kathana means very difficult to understand. Karmano vadi, what is karma? Because one of the topics they wanted to use. What is scientific basis something? Because this is the sloka. It is just little interesting things for me. And I published a paper also on this. Therefore I thought maybe I can little explain this. We know all our inner day, good and bad. After the whole Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is telling many places come out of the duality. Sthila Ushna, Sukha Dukha, and happiness, sadness, and sad, so many duality. Sonta Kadam Moha, Krishna Sonta, that is duality. What does it mean? This was a big question. One has to understand the Gita, or Gita. Because all of us, we know from school days or any younger days, we giving them bad habits. So everybody has to do good. But if Krishna is telling come out of good house, what is that? It's a very strange thing, tough to understand, you know. You don't understand what is beyond good and bad. Unless one understands, we cannot come to Krishna and this. Prabhupada Bhagavat also says the soul also Krishna Karmana Vari. Karana is very hard to understand. Karma is a little difficult to ask to understand karma, akarma, vikarma. These are the three things in karma. Abhi bodhavyam. Bodhavyam is understand karma. Bodhavyam is vikarmana. What is vikarma? Akarmano vi bodhavyam. What is the akarmana? These are the three terms Krishna is using in this sloka. One who is doing action, unless he understands these things, certainly he cannot understand Gita or any of the Krishna conscious activities. For example, what is karma? Now I put the question to you, what is karma? In this context, what is karma? Action? Action? According to scripture, what is vikarma? Against the scripture, what is akarma? It has no that is some next level. Sorry? This is the next level, first level definition. So? What is good? Again, it's a relative term. Yeah, when you use the word, it's very tough. Relative term. Good is a relative term. Sorry? But if every action has to react on that action. Little more clear. What is essentially akarma means, this is like the second level definition. First level definition I am up. Now you told good action, bad action. So such word I want for that karma. Akarma produces action or not? I put questions to when I am suffering. Huh? Akarma produces action or not? Huh? It produces action or not, akarma? Inaction means no action. Akarma produces results or not? Produces results. But the result which doesn't affect. All other results are affecting us, either in a good or bad way. But akarma results are produced, but they don't affect us. It's like a drone car condition. Boolean because of the boolean anana. True or false and the drone car. There is some condition drone car. Therefore, this all is action. They produce results, but they don't bind us, they don't affect us. Those type of karmas are called, actions are called akarma. Then all the definitions follow, devotional service and all these things. He looks for all secondary level definitions. Therefore, first, next question. Why everybody wants good things in the world, isn't it? And why Krishna wants to get out of good also? naturally, everybody wants something, you know. That means karma. According to the scriptures, you are it is very good, isn't it? But still, why Krishna wants to come out of this good also? It's understood, okay, come out of bad thing. But why Krishna wants to come out of this good also? Still, I want a clear answer. Okay, in other way, good things, where does it take after them? Sukha. What is the advantage of sukha or disadvantage of sukha? What is the advantage of sukha? Huh? Can you mention some sukha or what? Huh? Amravati is capital of? Indra. Indra Loka, you went to capital. Indra Loka, Chandra Loka. All the things are sukha. Brahma Loka, all Brahma, Bhavana Loka. All are sukha Loka. What is the advantage going to sukha Loka? What? Sense gratification. What is the qualification to go there? What is five activities? Good activity. What is good activity? Doing? According to? Krishna. But what is Krishna telling you? Tregunya Vijayavada, Nishtregunya? Come out of it. Three letters. Letters are giving. Scriptures are giving. Only how to go to Sukha. He is telling them to come out. Tregunya Vijayavada, Nishtregunya Bhavarjana. Okay, what is the disadvantage of sukha? Everybody wants to enjoy. What is wrong with that? I want to go and enjoy. Then why Krishna is discouraging to go to sukha loka? How much temporary? Depends on your life tax. Your bank balance is empty, your security is bound. Similarly, your pious activity is over, you have to come back here. Pa Brahma Bhavanalava Punaravadina Arjuna. You have to come back. After that, you have to accumulate another bank balance and you should go again and do the check. This is the enjoyment is very much limited. Prabhupada, what did he tell about this good karma and bad karma? Punya karma and all this, obviously. Huh? Huh? Soon. Only the best tool, another is the dry tool. Prabhupada. Both are tools. Only the best tool, another is the dry tool. All that is different. Except we told Punya Karma and Bad Karma. Both are same time. Because we don't get the real benefit. We are bind, we are bound. Because it all again brings back to this material world. What is the advantage coming back again here and the suffering here? Therefore, only foolish for now involved in punya karma, which is binding the result. Therefore, Krishna is advising here, please get out of this thing. Because most of the people, even the very proper in many places, even the big Mayavati, they have high philosophy, but finally they get settled down with the social service. Punya karma. You know one great girl, my brother and sister, she was first. He finally got settled down with some social service. Opening school, car, every doctor, hospital, and all those things. That is because punya karma. Because they don't know, both of them understanding is kakana, kakana karma. It's a very tough to understand. Because it's not kakana, kastavya. Understanding is karma is very difficult. Sometimes even devotees are bewildered. Asya Akshaya Patra is a punya karma. Annadana is a punya karma. All these things are punya karma. Then you get some enjoyment for that reward. But you have to come back after the Punya Karma is over. Sometimes even the devotees, even the spiritual people, they get bewildered about what is the real thing. They get into the process of doing all these things. Punya karma, right? This is like, most of the time, this karma, akarma, vikarma, we are, that was clear understanding. Karma and vikarma, now we understand only according to scripture, another is against the scripture. But akarma is one, it also produces results, because none of the actions will not without result. But the results will not bind. That type of action is called akarma. It is like, if you take a simple example, if you take a food without the offering or 5 meter food, if you take it, is vikarma. Exercitasana, sandho, mushyanje, punjadele, soham bhava, ye patat atma karma. Punjadele, soham bhava, one who eat food atma karma, for self satisfaction without offering, taking things, that means it's vikarma. One who is eating very pious food, no onion, garlic and all those things, still without offering, is taking mainly punyaka. But the one is prasadam. What is this action? Sakarma. Why is sakarma? When you are eating a food, you are feeling so many grains are also adding life. You are feeling the grain. And when you are cooking, so many cutlets are feeling. When you are washing, so many suffrages, all types of things are occurred, even the vegetarian preparation. Certainly the food is simple, but still while when you are making the food and eating, it should produce the results of sin. But why it's not producing sin? Why it's called, so it's producing sin, but why it's not affecting us? Huh? Yes. That's the everything is all sin. Sabbath is all sin. One is released by this prasad. That is the secret of akarma. You still do action, still results are produced, but you are not getting affected. And similarly, I want to take a cup of water. If I take a cup of water, lots of bacteria are there. Fine. Certainly we are killing them. But I am breathing, so many I am killing. But still, how to make it akarma? Now I put a question, how to make it akarma, drinking water? Because we devotees have to dovetail everything. Prabhupada is dovetail, Krishna consciousness. It's called akarma, dovetail. You see, Prabhupada has most great words, dovetail means how to dovetail all these actions means how to bring it to akarma, how to make the Krishna conscious there. We drink for water, we breathe for what purpose? For surviving, maintaining this body. If you maintain the body, what for you should maintain the body? If you maintain for enjoyment, what is it? You take water, food and breathing, everything to maintain the body. But you are maintaining the body for sense enjoyment, means what is happening? Karma. And the same time, if you maintain the body for the last day, karma, you are not bound by the that's what you talk, every talk, you are feeling so many factors. But you talk about loss, it becomes akarma. You talk nonsense, it becomes karma or vikarma. A simple example is, Akarma to explain how one is not bound by the result. Take a simple stop, maybe a short stop or something. And there is a manager or owner sitting in the main counter. There is a salesman sitting in the sales counter. And when a customer comes, salesman is so interestedly acting, showing so much, he tries to sell at his best. And owner is collecting cash and all those things. But the end of the day comes, his daughter goes and sleeps. Very cheaply. What is the position of the owner? If he gets more profit, he is getting more sales. If he gets loss, but they no sales, he is getting very sad. Because one, this worker, why is sleeping so nicely? He is not attached to the result. But he did his duty perfectly. It's not that he didn't do the duty. Whether he told a lot, whether he didn't tell anything, doesn't affect him. But whereas the other person, owner, thinks he wants the enjoyment of result, if it is more, he is thrilled. If it is less, it becomes different. That's why Krishna is saying so many places, karma bala jyaha. All related link. Krishna consciousness, this is what is. How you are going to do every action into a karma. Means the result doesn't affect you. The same thing extended to the worst condition of sex also. If you are doing sex, illicit sex, it is the karma. If you marry properly and according to sastra, you go first, it is karma. And the same thing is the karma, amrita, bodhesu, kamasi, padartha, poison. Now, karma, amrita, bodhesu, this is not against the karma. The karma myself. That means, one who is going on a devotional platform, he is not bound by his own karma and akarma. He can go according to scripture, but without devotion. It's a different from with the devotion going into this married life. There are smarter, smarter. They go by the scripture, very strictly. They put the cloth with the stick in the cup and all those things, so you can see, still see many places. And muddy, they call it. Very, very according to scripture. But those things are only to the level of karma, punya karma. They didn't violate the rules of scripture, that much, but they don't have the devotion. Therefore, still they are in the karma level, but devotees, since they are having everything according to devotion law, is having akarma. All his married life is not producing results. Otherwise, why Prabhupada is telling grahastha brahmachari? One who lives, Prabhupada uses the word grahastha brahmachari. Is one who lives fully devotion, is not bound by all these laws of attachment. Therefore, every small level, this karma can be converted into akarma. And that whole tactic says how one is intelligent enough to convert every karma into akarma. Some very intelligent people, they convert even vikarma to akarma. Can you tell some examples? Vikarma to akarma. Karma to akarma is easier. But some intelligent soul is a convert to vikarma also to akarma. Huh? Srimangaya. Srimangaya. وہ بے تصویر ہم سب کو ایک بار کراسنگ دا ہول تھنگ کتنا رسو ہے سب کب تو سو رابط and he almost first he had went and requested everybody please give the money. Kangana was only one pujari came one time, like lamp was lit, light was on and nobody to properly look after. Seeing the condition, he was requesting everybody but nobody helped. Then he got four sitas also disabled. One can walk on the water, another can hold some shirt of the person, that person cannot move. If you put his leg on the shirt, he cannot move. Another, nobody can win an argument with him. Then fourth person is expert in breaking the law. These four disciples, they got four sitas. And what happened is, this first person goes and puts a shirt on top, second will argue, third will break the law. Like that, they started doing the robbery. And since the temple, you know that the Siranga temple is biggest in Asia. And so that, since the more near day was happened, he employed 200, robber house. And that was the big gang of robbery was done for. It's a total karma, you know. The matter is, actually, then, Kramaniyarpa, at the end of the construction, it went to the extent, actually it's a long history. He went to the extent and these 200 robbers asked the sheriff at the end, this will rob the government to give us that. Then he called that one who is capable of walking on the water and asked him to arrange a boat with a boat on it. And he took all the fish, take all the robbers in the boat. See, the one side is Sriranga Kaveri, another is called Poliram. Two rivers, this island, take to the Poliram. And this Poliram means Kondrayadam in Tamil. That is, he killed all the robbers there. And then take the boat in the middle, he walked and went, and they all the robbers went in the river. And he told anyway, they did a good job, now they go back to Kaveri. Now they are here, they are taking the chair, they will take karma. Now they have done great service. Also, this story, I think you might have read one book. It was distributed, I think, Guru Maharaj. When there was a Nagapattinam, there was a very big, nice gold deity of Buddha was there. He wanted to melt and put his tower for Sriranga. But that was some yantra was there, nobody can take it and all this. The secret nobody knows. Only two people know, one who made it, another person who didn't tell. Then he took the ship, went to some Malaysia or something in that country, and stayed 1 year and got up some friends, told some lies to him, and got a message, someone, you see those people are telling you a fool, you haven't done properly, something like that he tells. Then in the emotion he told, no, no, this is not a right thing, this is the correct thing to be done. Then he got the message and immediately came back. On the way, the ship will take my friendship with the captain of the ship. Then he says, in the between some fruits they bring. The captain gives the some fruits, please take another. So he says, I'll take off. He told just as take off. Then the captain thought, okay, what is half fruit? When he gets down, we can give large and large. When he gets down, he told, you ask the half. You can take whatever you want. He told, I asked half the wealth of you, full wealth. He argued and went to the thing and took half the wealth of him. Srimadhyarpa. You know, read all his histories. Really, nobody can, the karmis cannot appreciate. The way he was really, he was so great with God, why all became akarma? You know the reason? All these are vikarma. How it all became akarma? Because he started with all these things at the age of 20 or something, very young age. He lived more than 100 years. All these years, his construction was going and other things. So many years, he never touched even a single paisa from him. Every day he went and begged from the people, took some rice and made sanjil the eggs. 100% he spent for loss. Not 50%, 20%, 30%. 100%. Except it became akarma. Such an expert devotee make vikarma also akarma. It is depends on how it is used, it is called akarma or vikarma. Karma or akarma. Action is same. But where Lord is involved, how much? Somebody do percentage, they get percentage karma or vikarma. Like you. I do some cheating and give 50% to Balaji, 50% for me. Some percentage of akarma also, vikarma also they have to take. Therefore, all intricacy is very tough to understand. It's only devotee can understand because Lord, initially it's very tough thing. I remember I asked Guru Maharaj when he came in 1990 something, I don't. I was in software development for a long time, so for 20 years maybe, 15 to 20 years. You know the development of software is how tough and up, but piracy is very simple. Just to pirate in India, full is pirated traffic, nowhere up it. And I was, at that time I was in New Patra or something, I was very much in ISKCON very close. Every part of things we also used our pirated copies and all this. That I was a new entrant or like that, I was asking a question in the thing. Why? These things are pirated, why not is purchased? This was my question, I remember, I think. And this is a question that time I could not understand akarma and vikarma. I thought it is a vikarma. But when it is completely used for a lot, it becomes akarma. And if you use it in your own sense, then it becomes akarma. I remember because this was also my question, one of the things initial days, I didn't understand what is the secret of akarma. And sometimes, I remember the devotees those time in the temple collection, Arashikra temple collection. I was like outsider, some 91, 97 or something. They suddenly one time devotee comes and takes me, quick come with me and all. He comes to a weight, he is around 8 kilometers steel and goes to stop in Arak shop. And feels super interested and collect some donation. Because I am in top run, I cannot go inside. You are in pan fest, please go and collect and come back. I was a little confused, what is going there to say? Do such a thing. But when the money, even they get the benefit by just going to serve the Lord. Therefore, any thing, one who is capable can convert everything to Krishna service. He is the most best Krishna conscious person. Or who is capable of doubting everything. Number one expert person doubting everything so far. You see how much he doubted everybody. Who had a capacity of drawing, he made them to draw. Who had the capacity of to all listeners are little passionate. He knows their passion. Therefore they used them according to their passion, collection, book printing, this, they did everything. Passion is little, not a higher guna, satoguna is more, but passion also used for a lot of things. Therefore, all these actions, Prabhupada was capable of converting into devotion. And every individual action, sometimes, we call it karma according to the way it is used, or vikarma according to the time it is used. Therefore, we are not capable of understanding great Vaishnava's actions. Therefore, it is generally told not to estimate the great Vaishnava's action by our simple puritan mind. We are not capable of understanding great Vaishnava's action. Sometimes Vaishnavas are acting in a very different way which we may not understand. The domain they are acting may be different, but the domain we are acting may be, thinking may be different. They are in the karma domain. And they are in vikarma domain, akarma domain. Therefore, their actions are totally different from what we are thinking. Anyway, it is a tough topic because you wanted a tough topic, I gave a tough topic. And because I gave a scientific explanation also, I don't know how many are communicating, you know, the things, at least time wave, you know, and modulation, you know, to use the things, maybe many of them may not be able to. But simple thing is, you can at least take a sine curve. What is the nature of sine curve? Up and down, goes. Therefore, karma produces positive action, and so. And so what is the two parameters for a curve? Amplitude and frequency. Therefore, amplitude is how much it goes up. It's a positive thing, the karma. If it is negative, it's a vikarma. And the x-axis, it is, what is x-axis? Akarma. And you are supposed to bring karma to akarma, vikarma to akarma, what should go? In x-axis, sorry, the curve, what should go? Just to make it here, pointed with the x-axis. What does it mean? Your amplitude should be, your frequency should be, zero, infinite. Therefore, this is zero or infinite. It's a little, I forgot the things what I presented. So, that's okay. No, not the symbols. Therefore, what is essentially I am trying to tell is amplitude is our measure of happiness or distress. Or what is punya or pāpa karma. And we are not much getting involved in punya or pāpa. And we try to get along the devotional line, that effect will be nullified. And frequency means the number of occurrence. How much you are frequent in doing punya or pāpa, that also should be reduced, reduced in zero. Frequency also should be reduced in zero. Therefore, this is a simple explanation I was saying that when I went to modulation, I forgot what I did. The sudden topic mind they gave me, you know, how early I was sitting in the meeting. Therefore, now I didn't remember the things, what are modulation further, how these things are being done. Anyway, that is for scientific right, what they want to understand and all this. For simple logic, this karma is, one has to do everything with Krishna service. And as he says in the 90th chapter, I think, 9th or something, this slogan he tells me, it's better always remember me. And if you cannot remember me, at least do all the actions for me. And if you cannot do all the actions for me, at least do the results of all actions, give it to me. And even if you cannot do it, do some social service. Do others, to give the results of your actions to others. Results of your actions to others. The fourth slogan contains, you come to remember? Slogan 9, 10, 11, 9, 10, 11, 12, I think. Therefore, the main purpose is, best thing is keeping akarma means, always all our actions to be best towards Lord service. If not possible, give the results of our actions, karma pratyaya. Even if it is not possible to give the Lord, it is to do others, that lowest level, something for me. Some are always don't get attacked. That's the whole theme of this thing. How to get free from the karma. And one who gives the results to others, maybe is not fully affected, but when he gives to Krishna, he is fully liberated, free from this all his karma. That's the whole secret of akarma. It includes not only any result, including your thought, food, every action, some or other way, the devotees, they are trying to use it for Lord Krishna. That is one slogan Krishna is mentioning. பஜதேவா தர்ம பாதின்னு பாரதம். Very nice book. I don't know. Nobody has quoted me since. It's about the 18th of August. Bhajadema, Sarva Bhavena Bhavena. That means he doesn't want to see Ega Bhavena to Swanta Bhavena or reading him. Sarva Bhavena. You, Bhajadi, worship me in Sarva Bhava. Means in all levels, you should worship. That is the way you can get out of this karma. And get into the akarma. Sarva bhavena means every bit of your action should be for Krishna. Very strong bhavena, bhajade ma, worship, very easy you can assume, bhajade ma, worship me. Sarva bhavena, in all bhava, Bharada, Arjuna, worship in all bhava. He didn't tell, okay, only it's okay. Maybe you are doing clean and temple, okay, you are giving donations, no, okay. No, not sufficient. You do physical service, mental service. Kayana manasa buddhya, another slogan actually. In kayana manasa buddhya, by my body, by mind, by buddhi, it's a, and every day, you want to serve the Lord to get out of this karma, the karma concept. Otherwise, Prabhupada told the disciple day, you don't fall for spend for Krishna, you spend for maya. If you get entanglement, karma vikarma. This is proper formula. Proper meaning is very simple. Therefore, as much you are able to make all your things towards Krishna, you are free. You are going to akarma practice. Because he is all powerful absorber of all things. And if somebody wants to get something for himself, then he has to take the care of the karma or vikarma also. It's a property of some place. Krishna doesn't see how much you hear, how much you will keep back. Prabhupada makes very simple statements but a great meaning for them. That means how much karma you are storing in the back. That's what property is to take, everything properly. It's a very simple program, whatever the thing is, the Krishna's mercy. A devotee who can understand, he doesn't discriminate any activities in Krishna consciousness. Only the activities in what mode it is being done, in the serving of Lord or other things. Therefore, sometimes a devotee's activity is very strange. I remember in Ramanujacharya's life, you know the disciple Govinda, a very special disciple. Govinda is a very special disciple of Ramanujacharya. His activities always look crazy. And once he was calling snake, and he was almost harassing the snake, it was going to die like that and all those things. Everybody went and told Ramanujacharya, see, Govinda is almost killing his snake, harassing the snake, he's not killing up, he's harassing, putting down something, doing and all those things. Then he called all the snake, the snake was fainted and lying down. Then he called Govinda, what are you doing and all those things. It looks like a very simple activity, harassing the snake. But when he called, he told, the snake has followed some rock, could he either follow or sit it? I put the hand and took it out, that the suddenly because of it has pain and now it will get up and go. Because how to determine the action, we cannot decide by some action. Another time you sit on the Ramanujacharya's bed and put a nice bed on all these things and lie down and steam all these things. He went and told Ramanuja, the Guru's bed is lying down and all. He all said, Ramanuja called him, what is happening, why are you doing all these things? You know, what is the thing, lying on the Guru's bed is very bad. What happens, you know, and I go to Naraga, but why are you doing? But even if I go to Naraga, I want to see whether my Guru is going to sleep comfortably or not. Therefore, I tested it, whether you can sleep nicely or his bed is nice. Sometimes, devotees think even high class devotees, their actions are not subject to this material evolution or Papa Punya and all those. So if you understand only that the Mahabharata incident and so many things you can understand that the devotees, what they are doing and otherwise, one can rise for thousands of questions in Mahabharata. This is beyond morality, beyond these things, all these things. You can understand only the dharma. Sorry, I took long time. Thank you very much.
Any questions about clarification? Why? They are doing karmic activity also. That is compulsory. Your question is short is how to understand your action is karmic activities or akarmic activities. Sometimes that's what you say, you are playing mudranga or something. Oh, I am playing so nicely in the morning, I am telling you. And you expect something, then it will become a karmic activity. And you see, oh, Lord is enjoying, and for the sake of Lord you are playing without moderation and somebody is commanding on you. Or praising or glorifying or neither other thing, then it will become. You are cooking for Lord. Oh, so nice, people are appreciating me, I am doing wonderful prasadam, then naturally you will have the benefit of the sakarma because you got the result already here. He doesn't give the result because you got all the other things for some benefit from the name, fame and other things, therefore you don't get the benefit. And in the devotional activities is a very great thing, and anybody try to grab something, some portion that he lose the thing for his own thing. And any small activities, proper one place is commanding one another, is very humble and all. Somebody says, even he feels very humble, that is also part of his karmic thing. Because it's not a devotional thing. One who should not feel, even he is very humble himself. And the other should feel he is humble. Not you should feel himself I am humble. That's a main thing. You can, I'm telling some few examples from that, you can identify the situation. Whether your mind is attached to some of the things, and sometimes your activities towards Lord, towards your own enjoyment. You can discriminate easily. How you can discriminate? When the action is missing, or you feel depressed or happy. One who is not attached to this, all this result, he does in all circumstances service consistently to the Lord. Whether somebody glorifies, or somebody is cold, or is not healthy, is healthy, and in some any situation, he continues to service the same mood. And the testing factor is, suppose you are getting overthrilled or over depressed in some situation, then you are having some attachment for the devotional service what you are doing also. If you are really not attached, you will be balanced. You don't get affected. This is the measure, scale, factor, how to measure that whether you are attached or not. This is the example and you can work on detail. Yes, please. Looking at it and asking somebody. Because in the beginning it will be there. But slowly, one should expect devotees to change unattached. Means initially, because of material nature, we always expect the result attached to us. That's why devotion also sometimes, we try to get the result attached to us. And but over a period of time, when you are really, by God's arrangement, you could understand that the devotion activities are much higher level, not looking any this type of regulation or other thing. It's not totally prohibited, it is one level of thing one wants to advance, he has to get out of this looking for recognition or something. Because one who looks for recognition, when he gets recognition, he becomes happy. When he doesn't get recognition, he feels depressed. Or even somebody comments negatively, or somebody tries to help him, by trying to correct him, or try to suggest, he feels depressed. Many devotees, who try to help them, by telling something, they feel so depressed. Because they are attached, he doesn't understand, this is a Lord service, he is also trying to come and help, and he suggests and all those things. Therefore, this weakness will sometimes bring down our devotional, at some small sentimental thing, many devotees, they don't come to temple or they don't associate with them. They don't even tell others also what for they are not coming and all those things. Because they are attached to this, or sometimes they don't get this recognition, they don't come. Because, but initial day, because it's a transition from material to spiritual platform, new level levels, there may be recognition, but at advanced level, there may not be recognition or other things, it's like more. They should do continuous practice without any moderation of this glorification of this, or that all is positive or negative. That's the highest level. Initial day, anyway, for encouraging sometimes itself, like Guru Maharaj and the Prabhu, Maharaj joined the second day he went to that last angel for Adyatra or something. Then he was holding the nail and Jananda Prabhu called, come and help me. And all the nails, he was holding nail and he was waiting. He was sitting on down in the airport at that time. And next day he glorified the Japara of Maharaj, who cut me him, I think, not even infected. He built the rat, he told him everything. Actually, Jananda Prabhu built the rat initially. But he glorified me so much that I built the rest of it. I was holding the nails, that's all. He was doing every job and all the things. Sometimes the devotee is initiating, but the Jananda Prabhu mood is very different. He wants to really felt for the devotee's glorifying. He never bothered about any one benefit or glorification. That's why sometimes don't expect any results. Some or other way, if you are expecting results, it is so. Always the results will not be positive, always comments will not be positive, always glorification will not be there. There will be depression also follows. What are two sides of the coin? If you are looking for one, others also will follow one day. Therefore, devotee has to get out of his duality. I can take different law of that. He talks about come out of all duality. Means, he gives to one positive thing, the negative also will appear one day. Therefore, very concentrated, this is for Lord, Vesara and you. That is the mood a service should be done. I try my best, but I do the service for the Lord. That's the way we do it to get the things done.
In the
chanting,
will be the best
Krishna's skills are? The chanting, how Krishna's skills are not, more than skills are not, is very tough to find. But the beacon, tell whether it is done for Krishna or not. That much love is there, and the speech of Krishna is very tough to understand. We are not so powerful to understand whether it is Krishna or not. But easy to understand it is done for Krishna or not. For example, if you are really doing in a very happy mood of standing really for Krishna service, you should not never feel after finishing 16 rounds throw the bag from karma. You should continue after 16 rounds also. If you are really doing for Krishna's sake, if you are doing just for some other sake, most of us are for 16 rounds finishing. Some are without the eyes or things. That means we are doing with a lot of things. Therefore, the main thing is whatever we are doing, Krishna purpose that chanting, also that the bliss of standing should not stop. It should make you to feel more and more to stand. That is the pressure we can understand by that you are doing rightly standing. And standing time, if you think it will drive, it will, then our standing has to leave it. Also, you can see, you can do standing different more. I know sometimes you have some serious material problems or somebody, you are angry with somebody, you are part of somebody, that they will stand without seeing, maybe even 50 rounds of it. It will go on moving. and you tell him, but you see after so many rounds, you think whether one time you cleared this mantra or other things, no. Some serious mental disturbance or problem that all the weed and the continuing more 16, 20 rounds also, but nothing might have been registered in the mind or, yes, that's what understanding and all not of the high quality. What is really is, you should be so blissful. All this yoga means, at the end of this yoga, this is Japarava. At the end of this standing, you should be feeling blissful. That's the real method you can see how the standing is really helpful. Any other questions? This is mostly maybe same panda only. Because I was doing lot of work, maybe my director might have got some crores or rupees. He was giving nice money also for me. But I don't take the karma of my director also. What way he spends, I don't know. And this all is power transfer in the standing. And I don't want to use such a power of standing for the material purpose. I want to use the power of standing for the last purpose. That's the main, one of the main reasons. Because the standing has tremendous power. It uses tremendous power. But that we think most of us, what we contribute, he gets the task, but at the same time, because of contribution, what he goes, what his others are doing with that money. That reaction also will have a sad on us. So something I thought about it. Also the other direction I thought, standing, because of standing, I'm able to do so much good work, but why not I do for Lord's service? His mind, sorry for telling this, I tell, or mind we are doing for others, not only by also mind prostitution, because we are giving our energy to others and not to Lord. It's meant for Lord's service. Or Prabhupada is told most intelligent person should come to Krishna consciousness. So serve the Lord first. Otherwise our mind is getting different areas, different ways. And we feel switched off and are unable to be settled in the devotional fully. Because we give the reaction also, this the karma. Because not fully, even though we follow all the regulatory principles fully and all those things, we follow the devil standing. Because some portion of the reaction comes, we are not so powerful to take it also. It's my thought, may not be. Since you ask my opinion, my opinion may be different also, my thoughts and other things. That's the reason also, I got inclination from Venkatesa and some spiritual things. Spiritual aspect, but it's, I found it's the right thing. And also Prabhupada's words, so I little more deeper I got into that thing. Also, I used to think, okay, what is wrong in trying this? That's the right thing. I tried so many things. First, why not I give up the job and try this? That's just like a trial I took it. But I like it, that's why I continue. Because anyway that material life there is no benefit at the end. Nothing we are going to carry over. Okay, this life, something we can carry over, that's what Krishna guarantees. Therefore let me carry over something for next birth. Therefore let me try. Better than. I was very greedy, I wanted to take a lot. Therefore, devotees sometimes when they want to have more, those sometimes they are getting more closer, so possibility serving the Lord and other things. Samadhi is the whole concept, I tried my best to get into more than spiritual benefits. I found material world nothing is there. Material world nothing is there to enjoy. For devotee, what is there? You get 1 lakh rupees also, what is there? You are food in some prasadam and you love little there. You don't go to cinema, you don't go to hotel, you don't go to tour, you don't eat anything. All is to spend money in the leftover activity. Therefore money is useless. When you don't have sense gratification, what is the need of money? And when simple thing is, you are in the devotion, food is given, prasadam, that is there, water is given, some center or second will be given. Take the like simple living, simple high thinking, proper form. Suppose one who has adopted these things, they can understand the same. Maybe, but I am not recommending to everybody. Depends on level of their maturity they should take, not on the possible way or other things. Because in Patrick's exam, life of an exam is there. You used to call Prabhupada repeat that and Guruman repeated once again. That one of the great lawyers who was earning 60,000 rupees per month in British period time, that all foreign goods, they were British goods, they were what is that movement they call boycotting all the foreign materials. In that thing, so the Congress, he was in the Congress, the 10th Congress. Then the party told him, he was a judge earning 60,000 rupees those days. All should retire. And they gave him 600 rupees. He could not live, he died in a year. Because he never made it so big facility. He didn't learn how to live with the 600 rupees. That's what. In that lecture he was telling that one has to take, adopt the devotion according to their level of things, not that it jumps too much in the right thing. That the Krishna's arrangement comes by nature. Correct. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai, Prabhupada Ki Jai.